Much has been said in the past 2 days about President Bush's call for new Palestinian leadership. That was the least anticipated feature of the president's Middle East policy speech on Monday, the speech in which he restated his call for a Palestinian state. Today, the president was asked about the Palestinians and their leaders at the G8 summit in Canada.
They've been pawns in the game of peace. They've been, they have no hope. Their economy's in shambles. They live in squalor. Their leadership has let them down.
According to the New York Times today, the call for new Palestinian leadership was a development occasioned by intelligence that was received just a few days before. Times reporter Todd Purdom joins us by phone. Todd Purdom, what was the information that led President Bush to call for the replacement of Yasser Arafat?
Robert, it was an intelligence report received from Israel last week, delivered to the White House, showing that Yasser Arafat had approved a $20,000 payment to the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, the organization that claimed responsibility for the last suicide bombing in Jerusalem, which killed 6 people at a bus stop.
When you say information from Israel, first of all, do you mean it was from Israeli intelligence?
Yes, it was Israeli intelligence information. And I'm given to understand that it didn't have anything in it that was out of the ordinary. What made it striking was that it was of such recent vintage as to indicate that Mr. Arafat had kept up this support for terror, even as he was making public pronouncements condemning it.
The Al-Aqsa Brigades are the group that has been claiming responsibility for a lot of suicide bombings and is actually linked to Mr. Arafat's own Fatah movement.
This indeed,
is
not, and just recently this winter, the State Department finally put the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades on its official list of terrorist organizations, which Israel regarded as a very telling sign that an organization closely linked to Mr. Arafat himself would have to now be accountable as a terrorist group.
Was the $20,000 payment directly linked to the most recent suicide bombing by the Al-Aqsa Martyrs?
I don't have any indication that the money went directly for that attack. Indeed, a suicide bombing would be apt to cost far less than $20,000.
You said that this contrasted, obviously, as it has with Yasser Arafat's public statements, if indeed it was evidence of support for suicide bombings by the Al-Aqsa Brigade. Is there indication from the administration that there also were direct personal undertakings by Yasser Arafat that he was doing otherwise and that this violated their personal trust in him?
Yes, I think there are some indications to that effect. I think he had in private consultations with Secretary Powell, for example, who's his main interlocutor, assured the secretary that he was moving as firmly as he could to crack down on terrorist activity. And I think it's just one of these situations in which the president, who has very little tolerance for Mr. Arafat anyway, really seized on this to buttress his own convictions. Everyone indicates to me that this is how Mr. Bush had been leaning anyway, and that this is really the thing that pushed him over the edge.
Was this the thing that not only pushed him over the edge, but sunk Secretary Powell? Do you think that Secretary Powell would have argued against those passages about Yasser Arafat but for this?
Yes, presumably it's the information I'm given to believe that this information was so damning and so timely that it left no one able to make the case anymore that the administration should keep talking to Mr. Arafat, which is the case that the State Department has been making for months, that whatever Mr. Arafat's problems, he is the designated Palestinian leader, and it's not by any means clear that whomever might succeed him would be better. And indeed, you saw the administration scrambling yesterday and today to answer who they will deal with. What happens if Yasser Arafat is elected in a Palestinian election that's free and fair?
An indication that this move was seen as necessary by the administration, even with no plan to move ahead with it.
Yes, and I think that's the surest sign that somehow it was a sort of presidential gut check move, because they did not have a plan to roll out in the aftermath of it. And of course, in diplomacy, it's always risky if you make a speech and you haven't decided on the follow-up. And it seems quite clear that the president was ready to make this speech and the follow-up is going to have to wait.
Todd Purdom, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Robert.
Reporter Todd Purdom of the New York Times.